We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, tolerant viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're RID 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6.
Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 23 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In our newest edition, channel 57, serving Bué on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Ul Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Ye Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV, in Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV, and in Tinman County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, polls show Canadians want intimate action to address climate change. In animal news, Diesel, a smart canine in the United Kingdom, catches two trends on his own. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 7th, acclaimed Danish physicist Dr. Niels Bohr was born in Copenhagen, Denmark in 1885. Dr. Bohr is considered one of the leading physicists of the 20th century. He is renowned for his involvement in the understanding of atoms. For his work, he received the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1922. He was a member of the Royal Society of London and was honored with the Copley Medal in 1938 for his exceptional scientific achievements. Thanks to scientists like Dr. Niels Bohr, we have a deeper appreciation of parts of our universe.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Georgia, USA. On September 21st, the southeastern U.S. state was inundated by downpours, causing creeks and rivers to burst their banks. At least 10 people and 4 canine companions lost their lives as Metro Atlanta and surrounding areas were flooded, forcing hundreds to evacuate their homes.
On September 22nd, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members go and see if assistance was needed, saying that emergency funds would be available if necessary, and conveying her condolences and prayers. Per Supreme Master Ching Hai's request for updates, the following is an excerpt of our association's relief team report.
September 30th, 2009. Most beloved Master, regarding flood relief work in Georgia, USA. Torrential rains flooded Atlanta, Georgia, and surrounding areas last week, with damages estimated at $250 million. Our relief team from Georgia immediately responded to the needs of the flood victims in the Austell and Six Flags areas, about 30 miles west of Atlanta. We distributed 190 hot lunches, cleaning supplies, fresh drinking water, Master's number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, and cash donations totaling $1,440 to the flood victims over a three-day period.
Throughout the relief work, the victims responded us with their grateful hugs, handshakes, and tears of joy, along with thanks for Master's beautiful gift. A local resident was so moved by Master's relief work that he gave $300 to our team for helping the flood victims. Thank you so much, Master, for your abundant love. Relief team from Georgia, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai responded with the following message. Golden Samaritans, I'm proud of you and moved by your love in action. Be blessed and be loved. I send an extra $5,000 for those who are desperate and have lost loved ones, especially poor orphans, elders, or animals without care. Ching Hai.
Our appreciation to the local resident for his kind generosity. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive care to those in need, and our association's relief team for their sincere endeavors, wishing the storm-affected people of Georgia a swift restoration of the regularity of their daily lives, and that such calamities subside with heaven's grace and humanity's gentler ways.
Tropical Storm Parma drenches Formosa, or Taiwan. On Monday, Tropical Storm Parma brought heavy precipitation, with Yilan County recording 29 inches since Sunday. One person lost his life in an overflowed river as 74 of the island's water bodies were issued red alerts for flooding. Officials issued landslide and flash flood warnings, with nearly 7,000 people having to leave their homes. Formosa is still struggling to recover from Typhoon Morakot, which had hit just weeks before.
With a heavy heart and her sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately requested that our Native Association members go to see if there are any with special needs and to help and comfort those forgotten persons and animals, saying that $15,000 is available.
Formosan officials, we are grateful for your initiatives to ensure the safety of fellow citizens. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her detailed care of all who might be affected. Our sympathies for the life lost as we pray for the smooth recovery of the storm victims to their productive day-to-day lives. May such extreme weather patterns subside as humanity transitions to more considerate, eco-friendly ways.
The world reaches out to Asian disaster victims. Following the recent series of storm and earth-shaking devastations in Indonesia, the Philippines, and the South Pacific, humanitarian aid continues to pour in. Saudi Arabia sent help to quake-stricken Indonesia in the form of two planes full of humanitarian supplies, including medical aid. Saudi Arabian ambassador to Indonesia, Abdul Rahman Moh Amin Al-Kayyad, further states that his country is ready to help her longtime friend in recovering from the West Sumatra disaster.
Rescue teams from 17 other nations, including Russia, Turkey, Sweden, United Arab Emirates, United States, Switzerland, and Singapore, also arrived in Indonesia, while the U.S. Coast Guard, Navy Army Corps of Engineers, and others are providing necessities and assisting in search and rescue efforts in the South Pacific's American Samoa following the region's tsunami. Norway pledged more than $56 million to the UN Central Emergency Response Fund, which assists countries affected by acute disasters as these. Australian officials announced plans to provide $3.5 million to aid Tonga following the recent tsunami, as well as the Philippines and Olak or Vietnam, both of which were affected by Typhoon Ketsana. Charity organizations such as Save the Children, World Vision, and Oxfam International have also responded quickly, with many staff already in place in the local regions.
Conveying her heartfelt condolences, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated emergency aid totaling $65,000 to the Philippines, Indonesia, and the South Pacific. These amounts could obtain $707,000 in urgently needed items if purchased in the United States based on the respective countries' costs of living.
Governments, organizations, and relief personnel from all corners of the globe, Providence bless your neighborly care of the people in the storm and quake-afflicted regions. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's comforting assistance to the most vulnerable.
We send condolences for all who have suffered loss and our prayers for the smooth reestablishment of stable lives across the affected regions, wishing that such disturbing events are minimized through our increasing compassion for all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Fatal losses from cholera epidemic in Tanzania. Approximately 600 cases of the infection have been reported in the last week, with more than 500 in the Handeni district of northeastern Tanzania's Tanga region. In an effort to contain the spread of the disease, primary and secondary schools in the district have been closed until November 1st. Preventive education programs and other measures have been implemented, with the country's health ministry communication officer, Mr. Nasacharis Mwamada, saying, "The government is doing all it can to check further spread of the waterborne disease and treat patients by ensuring adequate supply of medicines."
Cholera, which causes intestinal illness that can be lethal, can be transmitted through such animal products as raw shellfish, as well as unhygienic water supplies. It saddens us to know of the lives lost to this disease. We pray for the soon recovery of those who have fallen ill, along with a swift end to this epidemic, wishing that more and more people awaken to the vitality and healthy assurance of humane, plant-based fare.
Turkish ship freed off Somali coast. On Monday, the Horizon 1 with her crew of 23 members were released after being detained since the first week of July. All 23 Turkish men were reported to be in good health and were escorted safely to the Red Sea port of Aqaba to return home. Our hearts are gladdened to know of the Turkish sailors' safety, wishing them many celebrations of life with loved ones as we pray for the safe passage of seagoing vessels worldwide.
American scientists awarded Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. Dr. Jack Sozak of Harvard Medical School, Dr. Elizabeth Blackburn of University of California, San Francisco, and Dr. Carol Greider of Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, all in the USA, have been honored with the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. The award was given for their discoveries of telomeres, or small segments of DNA, and the enzyme telomerase that creates them, which were found in cancer cells and actually help protect cells from aging or degrading. The scientists were awarded with $1.42 million for this finding, which is said to bring new light to the scientific understanding of the cell, as well further the development of many potential new therapies. Our warm accolades, Dr. Sozak, Blackburn, and Greider, on your deserved recognition. May your ongoing work and future medical achievements continue to benefit all of humankind.
Save our planet. Call to prayer for Earth's survival. Drastic climate change, such as what we are experiencing now, is not unique to Earth's history or other planets as well. As astronomers have found, Earth's neighbors, Mars and Venus, may also have suffered global warming catastrophes. When asked if our own planet might experience a similar fate at the October 3rd climate change meeting in Hong Kong, honored video conference guest Supreme Master Ching Hai replied as follows.
I pray day and night to our Almighty Father, to the Buddhas in all directions, to all the divine beings, to please help us to awaken all the people on the planet on time, to realize the danger that we are in, to realize that we are truly running out of time. We must wake up soon. We must make small changes. I'm hopeful. I'm having a positive feeling that it won't happen to us, but we all must work. We cannot sit there and wait for a miracle to happen. God needs us to represent Him in compassion, in merciful heart, in the way we live a godly life, befitting God's children. If we all become vegan and live a virtuous, compassionate life, it won't happen. Our planet will not follow this fate of Mars and Venus, and instead will be saved and thriving in every corner.
Be back, go green, save the planet. 我觉得这非常好。
知道这个上师呢一直在环保啊，在救地球方面有很深的爱心，还有他已经自己捐献了很多自己的能量，还有他的很多实际的行动，来一起呼吁拯救地球。
I would like to thank Master Ching Hai and everyone involved to bring this conference to Hong Kong. Such a successful and beautiful conference. And hopefully it has inspired many people here today to be the change we need to see in the world.
Please pray with us and help us to spread the urgent message to be vegan so that lives will be spared. And the precious earth will regain her balance, and our godlike nature will be preserved forever and pleasing to heaven.
With thanks to all speakers and guests of this motivating conference, we are especially thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose trusted insights and encouragement are needed at this time. May our shared prayers and faith in the power of compassion bring about a saved world.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
save our planet. Scientists warn we are crossing planetary boundaries. A team of 28 leading scientists, including esteemed U.S. climatologist Dr. James Hansen of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration and Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Paul Crutzen of Germany's Max Planck Institute, state that humans face catastrophe if we cross defined boundaries for 9 earthly systems. The scientists warn that humans have already trespassed 3 of these, namely the rate at which species are being lost, the unsustainable threshold of greenhouse gas emissions, and the disruption of global nitrogen cycles through overuse of chemical fertilizers and pesticides that are polluting rivers and causing oceanic dead zones.
Other boundaries that should not be exceeded for planetary well-being include the percentage of fresh water use and the amount of the Earth's surface cleared for human use, as well as amounts of ocean acidification. The scientists say that overstepping in these areas could lead to abrupt environmental change with potentially disastrous consequences such as runaway global warming.
Dr. Hansen, Crutzen, and other international researchers, we are grateful for this reminder, despite its dire implications. Let us heed your cautions by acting now to respect all beings and the boundaries of our irreplaceable planet.
In her tireless work to help humanity transcend this global crisis, Supreme Master Qinghai once more highlighted the best way to safeguard ourselves and the planet during an interview with the Irish Sunday Independent published in July 2009.
The truth is that, scientifically speaking, we have a short time left because we have already waited too long to act. Leading scientists and organizations are now saying this as well, especially as they find that the tipping points, which indicate irreversible damage to the Earth, are being reached much faster than anyone had previously thought and calculated. It is better we concentrate on the solution to save the Earth. We can still do it. We can still do it. If everyone becomes part of the solution, which is the organic life-saving vegan diet. It's so simple, really. It's so simple.
Save our planet. Thailand Gathering calls for climate justice now. That was the slogan proclaimed by the crowd that assembled peacefully outside the two-week United Nations Climate Conference in Bangkok. The approximately 2,000 people, primarily farmers and indigenous peoples from Thailand, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Nepal, came together to deliver a message about protecting Mother Earth and to seek more ambitious emission reductions along with funding for green economies and global warming adaptation. Climate Justice Now participants, our accolades for your commitment to a more sustainable world. We too pray for fruitful meetings with an outcome of planet cooling measures to benefit all.
Save Our Planet, organized by the European Commission and MTV Networks International, American music group Backstreet Boys will perform on December 7th for the third and final Play to Stop Europe for Climate concert in Copenhagen, joining musicians Moby and the Editors for the first and second concerts.
Save Our Planet, U.S. plant physiologist Gregory M. Glenn and co-inventor Simon K. Hodson are working to replace petroleum-based styrofoam packaging for products like computer monitors by developing eco-friendly versions from plant-based materials such as potatoes, wheat, and corn.
Save Our Planet, a report titled National Parks in Peril, released by the U.S.-based Rocky Mountain Climate Organization and Natural Resources Defense Council, warns that all 391 parks across the nation are threatened by climate change effects such as loss of ice, higher sea levels, coastal storms, and intolerable heat, among others.
Hi, I'm Ocho the New here, a vegetarian all the way. For a tip on organizing your time, many cell phones have calendar features you can use to create your schedule. They even have handy alarms you can enable to let you know about an upcoming event. A week in advance if you want, give it a try. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, International Association News from South Korea. Seoul, South Korea hosts the World of Piano Orchestra Meet Free Sunday Concert at Korean Broadcasting System, KBS Hall. Planned together with the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association in South Korea, it featured the Seoul Piano Orchestra and discussions on veganism as a solution to global warming. Musicians in the orchestra pledged to be veg for the day.
아, 오늘 채식을 했더니 몸도 가볍고 연주할 때도 더 좋았던 것 같아요. 아, 앞으로도 채식할 의향이 있어요.
우리뿐 아니라 세계에 있는 사람들이 채식을 함으로써 모두 건강한 지구를 만들었으면 좋겠어요.
Our association members provided complimentary vegan meals of about 1,000 audience members of the concert. Also, SOS flyers were offered, and Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds were displayed. Our special appreciation, Seoul Piano Orchestra, for your veg commitment and for sharing your musical gifts to help increase eco-consciousness. May all world citizens become vegan for a harmonious planet.
In environmental news, Canadians want immediate action to address climate change. A survey by the Canadian Press Harris Decima of 1,000 participants showed that the majority prioritize initiatives by the government to protect the environment. In addition, the poll demonstrated people are taking proactive steps to live more sustainably. Harris Decima's Senior Vice President, Mr. Jeff Walker, said, Canadians continue to integrate environmentally sustainable behaviors into their lives and overwhelmingly believe much more can and should be done. Our heartfelt appreciation, Canada, for your efforts at safeguarding our planet. With an animal-free diet and eco-friendly measures adopted by all, may the Earth quickly regain equilibrium and balance. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier takes a train trip by himself. We'll sing a short hymn to thank God for such a beautiful world. See you soon. More delightful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, joyful news for a smiling world. In animal news, Diesel, the canine, sets out on his own travels. The one-year-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier took two trains and travelled 31 miles on his own, including a one-mile walk to get to the airport in London, England. Animal wardens were able to reunite him with his human caregiver, Miss Sarah Chapman, through the information on his microchip. Miss Chapman, who has been away on vacation, said, "It sounds funny that maybe he was coming to see where I was." Bravo, Diesel. You're such a smart and brave fellow. May you and your good friend, Miss Chapman, have some fantastic and fun holidays together.
Time for some lighthearted humor with joke of the day entitled Temperature Control, told in Urdu.
हम एक होटल में बैठे वेटर को बहुत तंग कर रहे थे। पहले वो कहने लगे कि मुझे गर्मी लग रही है, एसी को तेज कर दो। लेकिन कुछ देर बाद कहने लगे कि अब मुझे सर्दी लग रही है, इसे कम कर दो। आधा घंटा ऐसे ही बेचारे वेटर का सर खाते रहे। लेकिन हैरानी तो इस बात की थी कि वो वेटर बहुत सबल वाला निकला। हर बार जी सर कहकर आता जाता रहता और गुस्सा भी न करता। बिल आखिर एक दूसरे साहब से रहा न गया और वेटर से कहने लगे कि भाई तुम इस फजूल इंसान को निकाल बाहर क्यों नहीं करते। वेटर मुस्कुराकर कहने लगा, छोड़े जनाब, मेरा क्या जाता है, हमारे पास कौन सा कोई एसी है।
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hello, Master. My name is Charlene. I am 32 years old and an ethical vegan. I became vegetarian at the age of 15. I recently met a friend who has allowed me to get to know your teachings better by lending me your DVDs. I really enjoy listening to what you have to say. The suffering of others, especially animals, affects me deeply. I get overwhelmed with all of the sadness, but living vegan and surrounding myself with good humans and animals makes me happy, as well as learning from individuals as yourself. Thank you, Master, for your wisdom and spreading compassion on a worldly level. I hope to learn more from you and to be initiated in the near future. Charlene, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, USA.
Hi, Charlene. Your note is so heartfelt. God bless. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a loving reply for you. Angelic Charlene, First, my many thanks for being vegan. That in itself is a tremendous help to our animal friends and Mother Earth. This is such an urgent time to salvage our planet. Please share the vegan message with your government officials, community leaders, and good-hearted neighbors. Perhaps they will listen now. You're most welcome to reclaim your gift of heaven's inner light and sound through initiation. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your heart rejoice in the love of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Cuba and Cyprus sign 8 cooperation agreements to increase relations in areas such as technology, agriculture, sustainable energy, research and tourism, among others.
The film One for the Road, based on French journalist Hervé Chabarrier's struggle with alcoholism, is raising a new and what many say is a much-needed national awareness about alcohol's harmful effects.
The 3rd annual Tunis International Film Festival, held in Tunis, Tunisia, honors women for their contributions to the film industry and society as a whole.
In an operation requiring the expertise of 10 hand surgeons, Jeff Kepner of Georgia, USA, becomes the first patient to receive a double hand transplant and is reported to be recovering well.
Britain's Minister for Environment, Food and Rural Affairs, Hilary Benn, proposes that livestock farmers pay for a portion of the significant costs of controlling and preventing farmed animal diseases.
The Herschel telescope, with the largest mirror of any such orbiting device, is employing a far infrared technique to scan the Milky Way galaxy for newly born stars and to learn how galaxies evolve.
Organized by World Without Wars to promote peace, hundreds of people in New Zealand commemorate the UN International Day of Nonviolence by embarking on a 160,000-kilometer march across 90 countries.
To further a goal of multicultural inclusion, Chilean President Michelle Bachelet authorizes the creation of a Ministry of Indigenous Issues as well as a representative body called the Council on Indigenous People.
Following civil unrest in Guinea, the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, requests Burkina Faso's president, Blaise Compaoré, to be chief facilitator for negotiations to restore peace in the nation.
Kuwaiti Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sheikh Dr. Mohammed Sabah Al Salem Al Sabah, meets with the foreign ministers of Singapore and Uzbekistan to discuss enhancing their country's relations.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.